Good afternoon. I'm Erin Gottsacker. This is WXPR News. Democratic political leaders in Wisconsin are praising the murder conviction of Officer Derek Chauvin in the George Floyd death case. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin said justice has been rightly served and said change in policing toward Black men and women is long overdue. Governor Tony Evers wrote, "While the verdict is a moment of accountability, the state and nation must make changes to be more fair and equitable." Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call said no jury verdict can bring Floyd back and that criminal justice reform remains needed. But he said the verdict demonstrates accountability. Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes wrote the country shouldn't have had to go through this in the first place, but he hopes the verdict ushers in a new era. And Wisconsin Republicans like U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and Congressman Tom Tiffany have not commented on the verdict as of Tuesday evening. People in Oneida County are taking issue with the county board's decision to remove certain inclusive language from a resolution that passed in February. The resolution was a relatively simple one. It recognized March as Social Work Month. WXPR's Katie Thorison reviews the issues some people had with the changes.
In February, board members approved a resolution recognizing March 2021 Social Work Month, declaring social workers as heroic and essential. But before passing the resolution, the board removed language saying social workers, quote, heal our nation during these times of pandemic, racial unrest, economic uncertainty, and political divisiveness. On another line, it kept social workers have helped this nation live up to its values, but struck out the continuation of, by successfully advocating for equal rights for all people, no matter their race, sexual identity, gender, gender expression, culture, or religion. According to the minutes of the meeting, board supervisor Bill Leipart made a motion to strike out those lines because he felt the board should not be referencing social justice terminology in their resolutions.
I think I speak for the LGBTQ citizens when I ask why social justice terminology is considered inappropriate language to use for the Oneida County, especially when it comes to social work.
Don Schindhelm is the president of the Northwoods LGBTQ community group in Rhinelander. He was one of several people who spoke against the board's decision to make the changes during yesterday's county board meeting.
I know you didn't pass a law, a discriminatory law, back on February 16th. But what you did, for whatever reason, sent the wrong message. It said that you're not willing to support equal rights.
Others, like Reverend Topher Melhoff, a First Congregational United Church of Christ in Rhinelander, called on the board to act.
We ask in the name of equality and freedom, values we all share as Americans, that this board reinsert the deleted language of the resolution or otherwise affirm your dedication to leadership that represents all the people of Oneida County.
You can read the changes in the resolution for yourself on our website, WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Oneida County board members can't directly respond to public comments at meetings and couldn't act on the issue because it wasn't on the agenda. Foxconn Technology Group will qualify for up to $80 million in state tax incentives under a new contract. It downsizes the scale of credits as the size of the envisioned manufacturing facility has also shrunk. Governor Tony Evers announced details of the new contract yesterday. The original deal was signed in 2017. Under that deal, Foxconn would have qualified for $2.8 billion in state tax credits if it invested $10 billion and created 13,000 jobs. Under the new deal, Foxconn will qualify for $80 million if it employs about 1,400 people and invests nearly $700 million by 2026. Governor Tony Evers says Wisconsin schools will receive more than $175 million in federal funding. That'll pay for school-based COVID-19 testing for teachers, students, and staff. The money's coming to Wisconsin as part of $10 billion the U.S. Department of Health Services set aside in March to help schools reopen across the country. The tests would be voluntary, and the money comes as concerns about new coronavirus variants mount. Health officials are worried those variants more easily infect people under the age of 16 who aren't eligible for COVID-19 vaccines yet. Recently, case counts among that age group have risen. In Wisconsin, just over 16% of all confirmed positive cases have been among people age 19 or younger. You're listening to WXPR News. I'm Erin Gottsacker.